Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The 9/11 plea deal has been undone.
In a stunning turn, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has revoked the controversial plea deal for alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices. Austin wrote in a memo that he was taking oversight of the military tribunal at Guantanamo, and that he was immediately revoking the three plea deals. Responsibility for such a decision should rest with me, he wrote in a memo to the Pentagon official who had approved the plea deal. The move once again places the death penalty on the table for Mohammed and the two other alleged 9/11 accomplices. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Now many who lost loved ones that day are glad to hear this. Terry Stratt is the National Chair of 9/11 Families United.
I am very pleased with this decision and that the Pentagon got involved and has revoked this plea deal and put the death penalty back on the table.
The word comes as the House Oversight Committee informed the Biden administration it was launching an investigation into its role in the plea agreement. White House said it had no role either in the original deal or in Austin stepping in to scuttle it. An Uber ride turned very ugly on the Upper East Side Wednesday.
Jen!
Video from News Nation of Uber driver Saul Mohammed getting pepper sprayed. This happened around 11:30 p.m. Police say 23-year-old Jennifer Guibo was in the back seat with another young woman at East 65th and Lex when she just up and sprayed the driver in the face. Video has been circulating online. Mahmoud, who's from Bangladesh, says he believes he was targeted because of his skin color, and it was terrifying.
In my whole face, it's like burning near last 2 hours. I thought they're going to be trying to hijack my car.
Gilboa's family denies the incident's a hate crime but gave no other details. She's due in court on a misdemeanor charge later this month. Word that Mayor Adams may be facing more major questions about his campaign fundraising. New York Times reports a draft audit of the 2021 campaign turned up widespread errors that could lead to fines or forfeiture of public matching funds. Questions about a number of things, including money from people with ties to Turkey and a bundler with ties to a Queens developer, both of which are under federal investigation. The paper says this is still a draft, meaning his honor could respond and potentially resolve some or all of the issues. The Adams camp blames this on misplaced receipts and incomplete documentation and denies wrongdoing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.